Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Mega Voice Audio Bibles reach Ethiopia's Tigray region, which is still suffering after the war. Then a shipping container full of gospel resources is bound for China. We'll unpack that story in just a few moments. But first, the two-year war in Ethiopia's troubled Tigray region ended in 2022. However, conflict lingers along with the effects of destroyed infrastructure. What's more, a report from a U.S.-based analysis organization now says there are grounds to believe that Ethiopian forces and allies committed genocide against Tigrayans. These are deep wounds that only God can heal. Johann Grobler with Megavoice recently traveled to Tigray with nearly 300 audio Bibles.
Some people would say you don't dare to travel there and even wider in the region for fear. And I think that's often what happens, that the evil one wants to instill fear into Christians, and eventually the work gets to a halt or is hampered in the process.
The team delivered audio Bibles to a church, a special needs school, and a local women's ministry. Megavoice estimates that each audio Bible will reach 10 people of any age.
People can pray for those that are persecuted to stand firm, because the evil forces want people to move out of the region because it gives them more control of the region. So we can pray that those that have left the region would be able to come back.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Next, answers remain elusive following the first congressional investigation of the July 13th attempt on former President Trump's life in Butler, Pennsylvania. After testifying Monday about security lapses leading up to the shooting, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle resigned from her post. Grief and frustration remain high in the first responder community. Hundreds of firefighters, police, and EMS from Pennsylvania and beyond gathered last week to honor the shooting's sole casualty. Fire Chief Corey Comparator.
When one of your own dies, it's hard because you're so close. You basically have the strongest relationships with the people you spend the most time with.
Steve Prince leads Warriors Set Free, a veteran and first responder-focused division of Set Free. First responders form strong bonds based on shared experiences. Sometimes these experiences lead to secondary trauma. Warriors Set Free helps struggling responders find freedom and healing in Christ. For example, one first responder
showed up to a car accident, and there were multiple people that all needed help. The person he worked on lived, and the others did not. We talked through that, and I said, God knew who was going to live and who was going to die that day. And if it weren't for you, that one person might not have made it.
And God's Word is reaching Hong Kong thanks to Mission Cry and your donated Bibles. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford explains.
This year, they finally lifted the COVID restrictions. Now people are able to travel. If you have a good social score, in other words, you haven't been in trouble or you're following the rules of the Chinese government, then that allows you to freely travel within certain places in China and to Hong Kong.
Lifting the restrictions allowed believers from northern Hong Kong to pick up material from a recent Mission Cry shipment.
We were able to get them down into the south and gave each of them about 20 pieces of the Book of John in simplified Chinese and other materials. And I'm happy to report that all of them have made it back to the north, and they're distributing the Word of God as we speak.
With more religious freedom because it's a special administrative region of China, Hong Kong is a key destination for those fleeing persecution and poverty in mainland China.
At Hong Kong University, our materials are being distributed and used by students there for evangelism and for outreach.
Pray that doors remain open so Mission Cry can keep sending Bibles and Christian books to their partners in Hong Kong. One shipment went out just a few days ago.
It's a big goal of ours to finish this year with sending an additional 2 containers to Hong Kong.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.